In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A very interesting speech on the separation of church and state was given recently by American University professor Daniel Dreisbach at Hillsdale College. No metaphor in American letters has had a greater influence on judicial decisions than Thomas Jefferson's wall of separation between church and state. Many people think those words are in the Constitution, which they are not. But nevertheless, the metaphor has become the basis for those who try to assert that the First Amendment separated religion and the state, thereby mandating a strict secular nation. Some activist judges have tried to make it a virtual rule of constitutional law. Let's set the record straight. For starters, Thomas Jefferson had nothing to do with writing the First Amendment. He was in France when it was written by James Madison. The phrase came from a letter Jefferson wrote to the Baptists in Connecticut. At that time, the Congregationalist Church was the legally established church in Connecticut, and Jefferson wrote to assure the New England Baptists that Congress would not take away their own freedom of religion. The trouble with the wall metaphor is that it seriously misrepresents what the First Amendment says. At the time the Bill of Rights was written, it was well understood that its purpose was to restrict the new national government from interfering with state governments and their established churches. It was also well understood that representative government and civic virtue depended on a moral people supported by religion. The First Amendment was written to be a one-way barrier that restricted the federal government. But Jefferson's metaphor has been used to create a two-way wall to restrict religious values from having any influence on our government. It's time people learn the truth about the First Amendment. It is merely a restriction on government. It is absolutely not a restriction on religious expression in public places.
Can activist judges be stopped, or will they continue to rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution or the will of the people? Find out what you can do by reading Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Or write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he intends to live forever. So far, so good. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I know, quit beating on the table. That's, Jeff tells me I do this all the time. Makes noise, GB.
Yahoo.
We have our good friend and colleague, GB Oliver III with the Paragon Foundation right here in the studio again today. We'll be again tomorrow. And then I'm going to... We'll give you our itinerary because the weather... By the way, we do have electricity at our house now. So, GB and I have been able to take a shower, smell like a flower, and it's a lot nicer there now than it was.
They're treating us better here.
But
you notice that?
I still have all my five-gallon buckets full of water just in case it happens again.
Gotta be ready.
Gotta be ready. Anyway... We were to be in Lamoni, Iowa last night, and they called the meeting off because North Missouri and Southern Iowa got hit with the same stuff that we got hit with down here over the weekend. Now, today is Wednesday. Tomorrow, Thursday, GB and I, along with Beth, will be in Chillicothe, right? Beth shaking her head, yes. Chillicothe, Missouri. And we're going to be at the Grand River Restaurant, dinner at 5 p.m., but I think the thing starts a little earlier than that. You're going to have tables set up, and Ray Cuneo and his crowd are going to be there. Much of this is going to be about the animal identification program because it's the hometown of this great and wonderful politician that killed it here in the state of Missouri. See, we had a bill passed. I mean, it was ready to go. Everybody was for it, and this dude wouldn't let it come up to a vote, just in the last minute, you see. So we're having the very first one of these meetings in his hometown, and he's invited. Hopefully he'll be there, and we'll treat him nice. We'll treat him nice. It's just getting it's like getting on an old bronc, you know. You'll soothe him, and you be nice to him. If he's nice to us, we're nice to him, right?
You think he'd believe in that?
Well, he ought to. Okay, that is tomorrow night at Chillicothe, Missouri. Then on Friday night, we go to the meeting that we were going to on Tuesday night, which is in Lamoni, Iowa. And it will be held at the Lamoni Sale Barn. And I'm not exactly what sure the time, but hey, if it's dark, be there. That's the way those things usually work. So anyhow, then Beth needs to know because on Monday then, GB's going to be the featured speaker at California, Missouri. And for those of you in the state of California that are hearing this, yes, we do have a California, Missouri. We have a Paris, Missouri. We have a Nevada, Missouri. We call it Nevada instead of Nevada. But anyway, you can do a lot of different things in Missouri and come out here. You'll like some of them. Anyhow, Beth needs to know today how many steaks that she's going to have to thaw out. The Montauk County Cattlemen's Association are furnishing the meal. It'll be hunky-dory, a lot of fun. And Beth has sold quite a few tickets, but we need to know exactly. We kept back a few, just in case you change your mind and decide, hey, it's too late, it's not too late. But please let her know today, if at all possible, 573-893-8255. And she can't hear that phone ring now because she's sitting in here with us. But as soon as the program's over, you can call and tell her to reserve tickets for you. Okay, and that's going to be at the Montauk County Fairground on Monday night. And then JB is going to
go south.
Hit the trail.
I'm going to pull these skates off and go home.
Well, it's been fun. And, you know, I don't know if you mentioned this yesterday or not, but you were telling me, you know, I know it's causing a lot of handicaps in here, but you were having fun.
It's pretty. I've never got to experience any of this, and I'm sure it's no fun long term, but I've had a ball.
Yeah, as long as you had somebody to take care of you.
Absolutely.
I have this, and I read it to Jimmy yesterday, and he said, Derry, you need to read this on the air. It's another one of those, and we've had all kinds of these, but this is the way if Jesus was born now, in the year 2007, here's the way it would go. And this is written by a modern editor for a newspaper, all right? Goes like this. After traveling several hundred miles on foot and camelback, three men of privileged means were arrested by jack-scandal troops of President Herod's Homeland Security Forces. Taken in at sword point, the three displayed no surprise at being captured in their attempt to honor a reputed boy king believed to be the illegitimate son of a young Jewish girl and her boyfriend. The government, it was later learned, offered them low-rent housing in a Jerusalem ghetto. When police stormed the stable of one of Bethlehem's seedier hotels, they found animals, a few stragglers identified by their white clothes as angels, and the entire scene was lit by an unusually bright light. Upon further investigation, the EPA and the CDC wizards in Herod's government ruled that because of the conditions found in the stable, the entire area was being quarantined as a result of unhygienic conditions. The baby Jesus was taken into protective custody and placed in a foster home, even though most similar stables are known to be lowly and smelly in nature. End of story. And that's probably the way it would happen.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I thought when we read that yesterday.
GB has been 25 years in the banking business. He's learned a lot, and he hasn't let it bother him too much. And I ran onto this morning. It's called, music in the background. It's called The Mortgage Meltdown, and when we come back, I would like to let GB... Did you bring your copy of this in?
No, I didn't.
Do you need a copy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll run get it.
Okay. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, have fun, see you in a few hours? Of course not. So why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Hi, friends.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide, non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998. 800-414-1998. 98.
Okay, you've been putting it off how long? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen, take down this phone number. It's 1-800-577-6185. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-577-6185. That's 1-800-577-6185. Free for 21 days. 1-800-577-6185.
And we have returned. Now, GB has 25 years of actual experience in the banking business and turned out to be a pretty good guy in spite of all of that. But I keep hearing on the Neil Cavuto show and some of these other Bloomberg and some of these other shows that they have these experts talking about the subprime mortgage thing. They'll say, oh, that was just less than 2% or 3% of the mortgages out there. Most of the house payments are coming in regularly. There's no big deal. Hey, we can handle this. There's nothing to it. I mean, just don't worry about it. It's not going to affect the economy in any way. And this article is, let's see, it was in... I don't know where it was in. Mortgage Meltdown is what it had to do with. And it explains really what happens here. But would you give us a little rundown on that, GB?
Well, what's happening, we were involved in some of that through an investment we had in California. And the guy that was building all the houses out there, this gentleman tells us, I said, how in the world are you getting financing for that many houses that quick? And he said, well, a lot of them are just liar loans. And I said, liar loans? And he said, yeah. He said, they're lying about the credit history of these people. They're lying about their income and their ability to pay. He said they're lying about the appraisals on these properties and everything. And he said that's what's going on out there. And we've all known that was happening. The bank that I'm involved in, and we were talking about this yesterday, we didn't get involved in those. And there's a lot of banks all over the country that didn't get involved in them. But when you look at companies like Countrywide and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America and those people,
the big guys
are in it up to their elbows. And all they could see was, it's pure greed is what drug them all in there. But all this fee income that they were getting and everything, it was never going to be a bad day. But you can't go loan money to people at these ingenious little plans they had where they can bring you in at 1% and then you don't have to pay 5% for 3 years and those kind of things when the guy can't even afford to pay 1%. What makes you think 3 to 5 years down the road he's going to be able to pay 5% when he can't pay 1% on that house? And so it all had to crater. It all had to die. And that's what's happening. And what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to roll that around, and the American public's going to pick this up, when, in fact, a lot of these people that initiate these loans ought to do time in jail.
All right. Now, that's what this article says. Do you know who Andrew Cuomo is?
No.
Okay. He is he's an attorney. He's the attorney general. I guess, is he our new attorney general? I guess he is.
I think so.
Is that right, Jeff? Can you go? Yeah, look. look up Andrew Cuomo. I guess he is the new attorney. They change faces pretty fast, too. Mm-hmm. See, I go all the way back to Janet Reno. I think she's still attorney general. But
she's hard to forget, isn't she?
they say there's a lot of people who would like to muzzle subpoena-happy new... Oh, okay, I got him. He's New York attorney general. New York attorney general. He says because he's just inches from getting what he needs to start putting a lot of people in prison. He said, I'll bet some people are trying right now to make him an offer he can't refuse.
You bet.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Recently, a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show, Dr. Michael Kaufman, talked about his newest DVD called Global Warming or Global Governance. Dr. Kaufman says that global warming is real, but...
However, it's not being caused by man. It's part of a natural cycle. And that's why it's so confusing to people, because you will find any side to say that we're not having some global warming. But when you understand it in the context, it's very, very obvious. And I take it down step by step as to how this is being implemented so that the person who is very skeptical and would begin to understand that there really is a huge agenda out there. And that's why they're trying to ram this man-caused global warming garbage down our throats, because they want control over the U.S. economy. And the Kyoto Protocol is the way to do it.
Get the DVD, Global Warming or Global Governance, by Dr. Michael Kaufman. Send $15 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
The healing formula is...
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk30.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk30.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk30.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk30.com. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk30.com. That's letstalk30.com.
And we have returned. Now, back to this interest rate freeze. Did you understand what they were talking about under this Henry Paulson, who we hear a lot about, he's Secretary of the Treasury, mm-hmm. He was going to have this interest rate freeze. For 5 years, mortgage lenders would freeze interest rates on a limited number of teaser subprime loans. Do you understand what that is?
No, I'm not sure what he's talking about when he says teasers. But I can tell you exactly what he's doing. They're trying to prolong this collapse until they can figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to handle it. The interesting thing about this Paulson is he's a Treasury Secretary, but he ran Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs didn't get involved in any of this stuff.
You're thinking maybe he said, hey, this isn't good?
No, they knew it wasn't good. And yet he's the guy that everybody's meeting behind closed doors trying to figure out how we're going to bail these guys out. But they knew it wasn't any good, and they stayed clear of it.
But because of him, is, do you think, is why they did? They knew it wasn't any good?
Well, anybody that's ever been in the banking business at all knows that those aren't prudent loans. Not any way. You take a guy, Derek, you pull a credit bureau on a guy, and you know this as well as I do, that's never paid anybody, who's got a tentative job, who at best has cash flow enough to pay a 1% on that note, and you know you're going to crank him up to 5%. What would make you think in 3 to 5 years he's going to be able to pay 5%?
He wins the lottery.
Well, that's what it would take to do it, and that's just how stupid these loans were. That's exactly what they've done here.
Well, anyway, this article goes on to say that fraud is everywhere. It's in the loan application documents, and it's in the appraisals, and that's what you were calling a while ago liar loans.
Absolutely.
All right, where do you think this is going to bring us?
I think they're going to do the same thing they always do, and that is it's going to come right out of yours and my pocket when they go to bail these guys out. These guys, these Countrywide and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America and all those big players have the inside track, and before they accept those losses, they'll be in the pocket of the taxpayer at some point.
Let's see. Craig Smith has a term for that, and I'm not sure it's TGB or something like that, but too big to break.
That's exactly right. And these guys are. And you've already... I heard Bush on the radio the other day already indicating or insinuating that, and of course the excuse they're going to use is we've got to help out these poor homeowners. Well, that, you know, the poor old homeowners, they don't even figure into the deal. Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to save Bank of America and J.P. Morgan is what we're doing. So that's where they're going to go with it.
And you think those big banks like J.P. Morgan are in serious trouble?
You know what? You don't know because you can't get the truth out of anybody. You know, nobody's coming forward. I've always kind of been an admirer of Smith Barney. You know, Smith Barney got hung in this thing one time years ago. And Smith Barney learned right off the bat that when you're in a wreck like that, you just go ahead and bite the bullet and lay it out on the table and get out of it. Because the sooner you get out of it, the quicker you rebuild. These guys aren't doing that. These guys are covering this thing up and trying to figure out how they're going to get the taxpayer to pay for it. You don't know how big a trouble they are because nobody's telling the truth.
You know, one of our mentors that put this network together with us, and mm-hmm. he was a very good businessman, spent most of his time broke, ended up a millionaire, a zillionaire, something, I don't know. But it's because he borrowed a lot of money. And then when interest went to 20%, he got everything paid off and had a lot of money to invest. This is back in the 80s, so it's happened some time ago. But he always said, hey, you don't need to make plans. Don't worry about making plans because people say, you know, you need to plan your work and work your plan. He said that never works. He says you've just got to do something. And he said be smart enough to know if you're doing something right to stick with it. And if you're doing something wrong, to get out just as quick as you can.
You bet.
And that's just what these banks have not done. They've done something wrong, and they're not smart enough to admit it and say, hey, we're going to take our losses and get going again. But
what ought to happen is those poor old entities out there that bought those package loans, they ought to just come back on top of these guys because they committed fraud when they put those loan applications together. They ought to come right back and say, no, you buy these back from us. That's what ought to be happening.
Well, now, but how are they going to buy them back if they don't have any money? Of course, they make money. They print it.
I don't know, but that's what ought to happen. If you and I sit down in a contract and I misrepresent something to you, then I'm accountable. I'm liable on my end. These guys put these loan packs together knowing full well that they never had a chance, but they were getting that fee income. They were collecting that 1% on originations and all those kind of things. Never going to be another bad day shoving that in their pocket knowing full well any prudent banker in the world would know that those loans
couldn't
lie.
They sold those loans to foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be the foreigners that would come back and sue, right?
You bet. Absolutely. But whoever bought those bought a misrepresented product. Who's accountable for that? Countrywide and J.P. Morgan, Bank of America.
All right, Fannie Mae and who's the other guy?
Freddie Mac.
Freddie Mac are involved in this thing.
Right up their elbows. You bet.
Now, they're government agencies, are not agencies, but entities, are mm-hmm. they not?
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting to see how this washes out, but it's not going to wash out good.
I've got another minute. No, I don't have another minute. Why did you tell me to keep talking? Oh, I see. See there? I was looking at a shadow instead of the second hand. Play some pretty music. We'll go to the telephones here in just a little bit. I see all four lines are a-flushing. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Hi there, Beth here, and I'm excited to announce that Derry Brownfield Show is sponsoring a special meeting, Freedom is Common Sense. There's so much going on in the world these days, we have to plan and prioritize in order to get things done. Make a list and check it twice. I'm asking you to make a special effort to join us at this meeting on Monday, December 17th at 6 p.m. in the Centennial Hall at the Montotoc County Fairgrounds in California, Missouri. You've heard him on Derry's show, and now you can meet Mr. G.B. Oliver III. As the Executive Vice President of Paragon Foundation, G.B. has a wealth of knowledge to share, and Ray Cuneo from Citizens for Private Property Rights will tell us the hidden truths regarding NAIS. With these men and Derry Brownfield as your host, there's sure to be loads of fun as well as information, and a steak dinner is included. Tickets are $20 each. Buy them now by calling me at 573-893-8255. That's 573-893-8255. Freedom is common sense.
Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources.
To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says the trouble with doing right the first time is that nobody appreciates how difficult it was. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Jeff, how many lines do we have coming into the studio?
Five.
Five. They're all five lit up. See, I didn't think we had but four, but I can't count that far. Okay, let's go to the telephones. Jake in Louisiana. Hi, Jake, you're on the air.
Hello, Derry.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I can hear you, but you're a little low. Can somebody crank up your volume for me?
Start talking, Jake. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm just very confused. I've learned something I'd like to share with you, and I hope you know what's going on with it. A friend of mine in the real estate business told me the other day that he was down at the courthouse checking a mortgage that had been recorded. A lady bought a house for under $50,000, got a loan at the bank. They recorded the mortgage, and it shows the amount of money that she can borrow based upon, I'm not quite sure what, as being $50 million. Have you heard of anything like that?
That's a typographical error, don't you think, JB?
Yeah, that's the only explanation I'd have.
Yeah, no, somebody made a mistake.
Yeah, the problem is that it didn't, because this friend of mine got fairly upset about it, and he started asking people at the courthouse, and they said, no, they do this every day. Make a loan, and based on nobody really knows what, they'll show a number on this mortgage that represents the amount of money that can be loaned on the collateral secured by the mortgage in the millions of dollars, even though the property is worth well less than $100,000 in most cases. I just found out about this from him, and I didn't believe him at first.
Yeah, so, I'd say something's awry there. That's not right. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, certainly in the banks that I'm familiar with and been a part of, that's not going to happen.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. Let's go to Chris in Chillicothe. Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
Yes, I hate to disagree with GB, but...
it doesn't bother me. I disagree with him all the time.
I don't think he can get to me here.
Hey, he's coming to Chillicothe, you know that.
I heard something about that. I didn't hear where you're going to be at, though.
Well, I'll tell you where we're going to be at. In Chillicothe Thursday, we will be at the Grand River Inn Restaurant.
Okay.
Looking forward to seeing you.
And don't ever be afraid to disagree with me.
Okay. Anyway, this Goldman Sachs deal, they're hip deep in it. And Paulson took a $700 million golden parachute from Goldman Sachs when he went to the Treasury. And Goldman Sachs is basically a wing of the Treasury Department, and that's how they funnel the money in to manipulate this stock market. That's one point.
Well, I think you're exactly right about that. I think that they were shoveling them along, but as far as making them, that's what I was saying a while ago. They didn't actually make those loans.
They claim they didn't, but, yeah. You know, if you want to believe them, you can believe them.
Hey, they're bankers. They got to be honest. GB's an honest banker.
I almost got to go with you on that one. I can't defend that comment.
Now, are they bankers or banksters?
Banksters.
Okay. The other point on these mortgages, there was just a court case where the person who took out the mortgage sued them because they packaged these mortgages and sold them, and they couldn't prove who owned when they came to take the house. They couldn't prove that the bank owned it because they sold it off. And the owner of the house actually won the case.
I've seen that. That you got that off the internet, did you not?
I don't know where I got it.
Yeah, I saw that same story. What had happened, GB? The bank came to claim the thing, and they didn't have the right paperwork. So they had sold the paperwork,
right.
And they didn't have any right to the place anymore.
So the bank had given up the collateral. By packaging a note and selling it.
Yeah, I guess. But that was, I picked that up someplace. I don't know, but it was a legitimate news source that I got it from. It's something that I trusted.
Yep, that's all I had. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks
for the call. And hey, don't ever worry about disagreeing with me or GB. We have spent our entire lives being disagreeable.
Being wrong. Oh, me.
Okay, let's go to, Cheryl in Trenton, Missouri. Hi, Cheryl, you're on the air.
Hi, JB, and when you come up north, bring your ice skates. You're going to need them.
We haven't taken them off down here yet.
Say, you were talking about... juggling the books to make these loans good. The prime example of, and the person that set the standards for that was our own government. They've been doing this with these farmer home loans for 30 years.
Amen.
20 years ago, I bought a home through Farmers Home, and they juggled the figures so that I could do it. I didn't make enough money to buy the home, and lived in the house for 30 years, paid half of what I should have for payments. The value of the house increased and increased, and finally, 20 years after the initial mortgage, they came back and said, well, we've reevaluated. My payment would have not only doubled, it would have quadrupled. So I sold the home at quite a profit and got out of there. But Farmers Home has been doing this and for years.
And not only Farmers Home, local banks have been doing exactly the same thing. GB, I probably told you about, and you've heard me talk. I've mentioned it in speeches, you know. They called me in into the sweat box and said I was a problem loan. And I said, well, what's the matter? And they said, well, you don't have enough collateral.
Mm-hmm.
And my answer to that was, that's your fault.
That's your problem.
Yeah, if you'd loan me more money, I'd go out and buy some more collateral. It's as simple as that. But anyway, they said the feds are here, and they're looking at your loan and your sheet, you know.
Financial statement.
Doesn't look too good. And he said, let me get your financial statement. So he had it. He didn't have to go very far to get it.
He had it under that little pad, didn't he?
And he laid it out there, and he said, now you've got your land. And see, I started buying land back in the 50s, early 50s.
Right.
And $50 an acre land, see. And then the highest price land I ever bought was $355 an acre.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you've got your land on the books at $200 an acre. Well, what I had done, I was trying to be honest, I just put down on there what I had actually given for the property. And he said, the banker now said, would you take $200 an acre for that land? I said, well, no, couldn't do that. Well, he said, what do you think it's worth? I said, I don't know. What do you think we ought to put on there? He said, you think it's worth $600 an acre? I said, well, if you think it is, that's... So he took his pencil. Now, only a banker can take, draw a little two and try to make a six out of it.
Practiced. He practiced.
He just covered that little two up with the slickest looking six you ever saw. My net worth increased 300%. I walked out the door rich.
One of the best loans in the bank.
Anyhow, Sheriff.
I'm surprised they didn't try selling you some stock in the bank.
Hey, they did. They not only tried to sell me stock in the bank, they put me on the bank board.
Oh, Lord. We're all in trouble.
And that's the difference in a six and a two.
I'm serious. I got off the bank board because they sold the bank, and I didn't want to sell it. But just a few people had a majority of the shares, and they were getting older, and they wanted to sell the bank, and that's when I got off the bank board.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I had the biggest loan the bank had ever made, and they thought I'd just be a good board member.
According to the books, you were the most financially solvent person on there.
I made them a bunch of money at 18% interest. I know that. Let's, GB, we were talking about this same thing this morning earlier. And tell us about too many banks.
Oh, I went to a conference in Dallas, Texas one time, a banking conference, and FDIC was one of the speakers, had a section in that program. And I can't remember exactly when this was, but I'm going to tell you that it was somewhere around 1990, 1989, something like that. And FDIC got up and just plainly told us all that somewhere down the road...
See, that was after all these little country banks were going broke.
Mm-hmm. That they could foresee in the future, and what was best in the interest of the American people was to limit the number of banks, to get it down to where there was only 8 or 10 banks nationwide. And I'll never forget the example he used. He said, in England, there's only 2 banks. We'll be fine with 6 or 8 banks here in this country.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Cheryl. I'm watching the clock this time. I know what time it is. We're going to take a break. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Can you believe it? Mega is looking for people like you and me. And they can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call 800-479-0853. 800-479-0853. That's 800-479-0853.
Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states.
$159. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Mike in Illinois. Hi, Mike.
I'm calling about the census, Derry, but before I mention that to you, I'd like to wish you guys all well, you and Beth and Jeff, your families, the wonderful staff there, the wonderful people at WINI Radio in Murfreesboro, Illinois, and their listeners. I'd like to wish that the very best of your past will be the worst of your future. And I think that's an old Irish proverb, is it not?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, the reason I called is I'm surprised perhaps you have not heard of this yet, but a friend of mine here in Williamson County received a letter from Department of Commerce from the census. And it said that there were 60,000 people were going to be included in the census, and it has to do with their job and employment. And it can either be filled in by phone or in person. They'll have a census taker come to the house. And this is going to go on over a period of 14 to 16 months. Now, I'll try and get you the actual copy of this or photocopy it and send it to you. But this is pretty weird stuff, and it also mentions, I believe, public law or some nonsense or another. But I believe, as the Constitution provides for this, the census is about every 10 years, and all they can ask you is how many people live in
your house.
Place. Yes. Yeah. So if you've not heard from it, I would think that somebody else out there, if there actually are 60,000 of these things that have been sent out to people, I would think somebody there in the choir has to have had some information on it or perhaps received one themselves, and I will try and get one out to you because just like you don't talk about money, religion, and politics in mixed company. Well, their money, religion, and politics are all fingers on the same hand of evil here, and everything that you discuss on your program, I mean, all of this ties in some place or another.
You know, yes, I am familiar with this. They're not only doing this with the 60,000, that is I've got a copy of that someplace. In fact, if you were watching me a while ago, GB, I was going through all my briefcase because I thought I could find it. Because I knew that that Mike was going to talk about the census. Then also, they're coming out with an ag census, and they're trying to get the Future Farmers of America, which is politically incorrect today. You don't say Future Farmers of America. It is the FFA, because nobody wants to be an old dumb farmer anymore. And anyway, they're trying to get the FFA group to promote this ag census. And anyhow, I do appreciate the call, Mike. We'll talk about it a little more in detail at another time. Let's go to, I can't tell Beth's writing. I don't know if it's Evan or Kevin. Evan.
Let's go to break, Derry.
All right. When we come back, Beth can rewrite this thing so I can read it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I've told you many times on this program, I have carried a pocket knife since I was a little bitty kid, and I don't understand how anybody can get along with that one. So, I've designed a very special pocket knife that I think will make a great gift. You can give it to your friends for Christmas or whatever. But it's a special because it has the Derry Brownfield Show logo on one side, and on the other side, Happy Trails. It's stainless steel. It's a good-looking knife, fully operational with just about a 2-inch blade. It's perfect for all the chores a pocket knife is expected to do. So, it will look pretty on your counter or your display case, or you can carry it in your pocket, but please don't take it on an airplane. Either way, they make great gifts. We'll put them in your mailbox for $40 apiece. Just send $40 check, cash, or money order to the Derry Brownfield Show, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose Tuesday ahead of the Fed interest rate decision on higher oil prices and expected dollar weakness. Gold closed in New York up $4 to $811.60 an ounce. Silver rose 3 cents to $14.67. The Fed is expected to cut interest rates today, just days before the release of the highest inflation rates in decades, reports MarketWatch. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
We are in the home stretch. Before we go to Evan in Ohio, we're going to go to Ray Cuneo, who's going to be on our program tomorrow night. Hey, Ray, hi. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Derry, GB, good to talk to you. I hope you guys got your ice skates on up here towards Chillicothe. I'm headed for Nebraska right now, but I'm coming back to the sunny Chillicothe area tomorrow evening.
Are you on I-35?
No, I'm on 70 right now, headed for Kansas City. Boy, there's a lot of ice up here. I hope 70 degrees when I get to Nebraska, though.
It will be. They warm things up there.
Hey, we're looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. Hope you can make it there.
to Chillicothe we're talking about.
Yeah, Chillicothe. And GB, welcome to Missouri.
Thank you very much, Ray. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, and I just want to say that we'll be there. We're looking forward. A lot of people calling and asking if you're going to make it. So I told them, yeah, we're not going to cancel this thing. We're going to have it.
Yeah, well, Nicole called before GB left and says, I really appreciate you taking care of GB. And I said, I don't take care of him. He's a big boy. He's got to take care of himself. I'll get him here, and that's as far as I go.
Well, you guys just drive safe tomorrow and keep it between the ditches.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Ray. You be careful, too. Now let's go to Evan in Ohio. Hi, Evan. You're on the air.
Yes, Ray. I'd like to ask you this. I hear all these ads on the radio about how these outfits can help you lower your credit card payments and all that stuff. And I just wonder if you know how they're able to help you, how they're able to do that.
That'd be a question for GB.
Are you saying that...
Yeah, I hear them all the time. They said, if you owe up to $15,000 on your credit card, call us, and we can work a deal, and you won't have to pay nearly that much.
Yeah, what
Yes, exactly.
Well, the ones that I'm familiar with, the way that they come in there, Evan, is they go into the credit card company. Now, these credit card companies charge 28% and more because they realize that they're going to write off a great deal of that debt. And so these companies come in and take a percentage of that from you, and they go to the credit card company, and they said, look, this guy's going to file bankruptcy, but we can work with him, and if you'll reduce that debt down to 30 or 40% of what you owe, we'll work with them, and we'll try to see that you get that. They're just a middleman, and these credit card companies, oddly enough, will reduce what's owed and reduce it in a hurry because a little bit's better than nothing.
Well, why can't the customer do the same thing?
Well, I'm sure he can. Absolutely can.
But most people just don't want to do that. Yeah, they don't understand. They're afraid to talk to the guy, et cetera,
It's a gimmick. But yeah. You know what? I can tell you this. You can go to a credit card company anywhere, anytime, or the IRS, as a matter of fact. I've helped a lot of my customers that had problems with the IRS, and I said, look, you know, you guys have added all this penalty and interest on this guy. There's not any way you can do it. Perhaps we can loan him this much money. If we loan him that much money and he pays you that much, will you call that good? And they'll always go to a superior, but in most cases, they'll come back and do that. Or you can go hire one of these companies, like you're talking about, Evan, that says, you know, we'll do all that for you and everything. But then they get paid for that.
Okay, I understand. Well, you've been very, very helpful, and I appreciate it a bunch.
Okay. You know, we talked about this yesterday when we bought Missouri Life magazine, mm-hmm. and it had $40,000 worth of debt. Well, we went to all of these people that the original owner owed the debt to, before we bought the magazine,
mm-hmm.
and we said, now look, we're going to try to bail this thing out, but we can't pay. We're not going to buy it at all if we have to pay the full amount. What kind of a deal could we work out? And that's when we'd give them a car, you know. They might have owed 3 or 4 times what that car was actually worth, but they were willing, you know, they'd rather have a car than nothing, and they were going to get nothing to start with.
Something's better than nothing.
That's right. Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time. Once in a while, I've gotten into some deals where I'd have taken nothing.
Been better off for it.
That's absolutely. Well, let me say very quickly again, we'll be here, GB and I'll be here again tomorrow, but call Beth today. She needs to know how many stakes for the Montauk County program we're going to have on Monday at the California Fairground.
I want two.
You want 2 tickets?
No, 2 stakes.
Oh,
that's right.
Well, you're going to have to buy 2 tickets.
Okay.
Give her a call, 573-893-8255, and it is too late for me to say anything other than let's just go to Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
with